Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BJ and Jamie.
Bizarre story that's being covered by Inside Edition. And it's kind of convoluted in a way.
Well, also TMZ is covering it too, because this couple is so adorable. So here's why everybody's covering it. This couple became just so adorable and so loved on the internet. One, because she's just naturally gorgeous. She just she just exudes beauty without makeup and all that stuff. So they decided to kind of just go on this huge road trip and live out of a camper. And so I think because she's so beautiful, that's half of the story. If that makes sense.
Well, they've been posting pictures and people have become enamored with these this couple.
And simply they because they're at every place.
They're a good looking couple. They're living a very free life out on the open road. They're camping in parking lots on the beach in wooded areas. I mean, the pictures are pretty dark. It's almost like a FOMO. You look at these pictures and it's like, man, I'd love to just ditch it all, hit the road in a van or a camper and live off the land.
Because I was watching one of the videos because I kind of followed them and it was so cute. I feel like they were in Utah. And so she's like, well, I think we're just going to chill a little bit. And I think his name is like something common like Brian or something. She goes outside of the tent. He's doing yoga.
Yeah.
Like a beautiful person. She's just automatically, and then she goes up and she gives him a little kiss. It's like every relationship you ever want.
Oh, yeah. You look at these pictures, and it's like, man, oh, man, if I could only do that. If I could only just get rid of everything, every care in the world, and hit the road. Well, here's the problem with the story. They've been out there for weeks. They've been posting on social media, and he has returned home to Florida. But Gabby, that's the girl, she's missing.
Nowhere to be found.
Nowhere to be found. She's been missing for 2 weeks now, they're saying.
It is.
And this is, all right, we have audio. This is the story from Inside Edition.
Where is Gabby? That's the question haunting the parents of a 22-year-old woman who was last seen on a cross-country road trip with a young man she identified as her fiancé. The fiancé reportedly returned with the camper van, but no Gabby. We spoke to Gabby's mother, Nicole Schmidt, today.
We don't eat, we don't sleep, we are constantly on social media talking to everyone we can, trying to get leads.
Gabby Petito and her fiancé, Brian Laundry, set off on their cross-country adventure on July 2nd, leaving from Gabby's mother's home in Blue Point, Long Island. They seem to have an adoring relationship, judging by these lovey-dovey images. On July 16th, they were in Zion National Park in Utah. August 12th found them at Arches National Park. They were last seen checking out of a hotel in Salt Lake City on August 24th. On August 25th, Gabby called her mom to say they were in Wyoming on their way to Yellowstone. To the shock of her parents, Gabby's fiancé returned home to Northport, Florida. Gabby was not with him. Laundry is reportedly not cooperating with authorities and has hired a lawyer.
If police have ever had any reason to point the finger at somebody, this guy, Brian, this guy has set it up so he looks so damn guilty. It's unbelievable. I mean, you've been out on the road with this girl, Gabby, your fiance, for weeks upon weeks. You've been posting pictures all over social media. There's nothing on the road that you've done separately. It's all been you and her together. And then you drive back into your driveway down in Florida and she's nowhere to be found. And the first thing you do is hire a lawyer.
Yeah. And don't help the police. It says not cooperating.
Yeah, that's so weird.
Where's Gabby? I mean, the last time her parents heard from her was October 25th. That was the last time that they... August. I said October.
August.
Sorry. Yeah, August 25th, and she was at Yellowstone.
Wow. And I remember seeing the story from July that, you know, they're posting these pictures on this road trip. Because I'm telling
so
you, it was one of those things that you look at and go, wow, I'd love to be able to do this at some point in my life. And then she's missing. She wakes up beautiful.
Like, she wakes up beautiful. You're like... oh my God, that girl has like no maintenance issues at all. You know, she doesn't need the halo light.
No.
Or whatever you guys call that thing. She doesn't need all this makeup. She just wakes up and she's just exuding beauty. And then he's doing yoga outside their tent. It's like every Colorado dream. You know, they're by babbling brooks and beautiful rock formations, kissing and all this stuff. And you're like, oh my God.
Yeah. This reminds me of the mom on Mother's Day story here in Colorado. Remember?
Yeah.
And that guy, that the husband, who now, I guess, was he convicted or?
I don't know. Where do we stand with that one?
I'm not really sure where we stand with that one, to be quite honest with you. But even more so, the guy in Florida, this guy Brian that just showed back up with the van, he looks even more guilty, okay? This looks so, there's something rotten in Denmark. I mean, this story is, if this guy is not guilty, I will be shocked. Because there's just no way you pull into your driveway. You've been posting with your fiance for all these weeks. She's not with you. You don't cooperate with police. You never reported her missing coming back home because you're driving across country. You never reported her missing. I mean, how more guilty can you look?
Well, and that's the thing. Like, to me, it's easy to make up she fell off a cliff thing, right?
Yeah, like some accident happened when we were standing on a ledge or
right,
something.
Right, and we were taking a selfie and, you know, something like that. Like, but this is weird.
Yeah, and the first thing he does is hires a lawyer and says, I'm not talking.
I'm telling you, you're going to see this story every single day because it is
crazy.
Yeah.
It is bizarre, isn't it?
I know, it really is. Maybe she's alive somewhere. Maybe she just took off and said, you know what, screw you. And he left her on the side. I mean,
I doubt it.
Listen, I've gotten out of a car before.
Yeah, but you would think she would call her parents or something.
Or would,
nobody's heard from her.
Wouldn't he tell her parents, like, hey, she just took off on me. She broke up with me and just left me high and dry.
She got in the car and
just
started walking.
It's too much of a disappearance that nobody's heard from her. He's not talking. It's not going
to
end
good. I'm just trying to find some hope.
It's not going to end good.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.